1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio now is Nikki Smirsky with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce and Christina Gear with St. Francis Animal Shelter. Ladies, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk first about Pet-a-ween. So we're going to talk with Christina Gear here with St. Francis Animal Shelter as you guys have hooked up with the Buffalo Chamber and you're doing something called Pet-a-ween, a pet costume contest.
We are. We're going to be holding our very first Pet-a-ween this year. We're hoping to make it an annual thing. It will be Saturday, October 28th at 11 a.m. out at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. It will be held in the community building. We're going to have four different categories. There will be dogs, cats, pocket pets, and livestock.
And okay, so you can bring livestock in?
You not into the community building. Those will have to be out in the parking lot, but we're very excited.
Yeah, that is exciting. So it's a $10 entry fee, and one thing people should know is they have to be registered early. If they show up the day of, you're going to send them home.
That is correct. We do need them to register by October 20th. That's just so we make sure we have all of our ducks in a row, and we're good to go.
Absolutely. So it's a pet costume contest. Is there any parameters? Can you do anything you want with your pet?
You can do anything you want with your pet.
And so this is the first one you've done?
This is the first one.
Okay. Well, that's very exciting because I was going to ask, well, how was the turnout last year? But there wasn't one last year, so that kind of answers that. So it'll be Saturday, October 28th, Johnson County Fairgrounds. Just bring your pet in costume. And so how do you determine a winner?
Well, we actually are going to have a panel of guest judges.
Okay. Do we know who those are?
I don't right off the top of my head. I do know that we have a county commissioner coming. Okay. And then we have asked a couple of other people from the community to come as well.
Okay. Do they accept bribes?
Right. I don't know.
So this is all happening on Saturday, October 28th, 11 a.m. at the Johnson County Fairgrounds Community Building. Remember to register by October 20th. And I would imagine that all the money here is going to benefit the animal shelter?
Correct. And I do not have a link on here right now for the registration, but if they get on our Facebook page, they will find a picture of our office cat, Patty, looking quite disgruntled because we decided to dress her up
for our posters. She didn't like that, huh?
She wasn't a fan. But the link is all over our Facebook page.
Okay. I see you brought a dog with you. Introduce us.
I did. This is Zizi.
Zizi?
He is my dog. He comes with me to work every day.
Okay. He's a little dog. People can't see him. He's a little dog. He's white. He's got some color around his ears, which is interesting. Couple colors on his back. What kind of dog is that?
He is a Chihuahua.
Oh, really? Okay, like a long-haired Chihuahua?
Yep, long-haired Chihuahua, and my daughter is going to be showing
him. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Exactly.
That's what I think of when I hear when I see a Chihuahua. Taco Bell. I'm a 90s kid, so. All right, so that's happening, Pet-a-ween, Saturday, October 28th, 11 a.m., Christina Gear with St. Francis. Oh, while you're here, tell us, what are some of the things at St. Francis that you're needing now? If someone wants to come with donations, of course, you'll always take monetary donations, but
correct.
Do you accept foods and treats and
we
that sort
do.
Of stuff?
Food, treats, toys, blankets, sheets, pillowcases, towels are always needed. And right now, too, if anybody wants to just come in and spend some time with the animals, they absolutely love it.
You know, it's funny. When I first moved here about 10 years ago, the St. Francis Animal Shelter would come in. I'd interview them like this. And that got me to start stopping out there and kind of hanging out with the dogs. And eventually I adopted one.
That's wonderful.
And I've had him now for 9 years.
Thank you for adopting.
Yeah, he's a great dog. Absolutely. Again, Christina Gear with St. Francis Animal Shelter. And now we're going to be speaking with Nikki Smirsky with the Buffalo Chamber because you guys have the annual Monster March coming up.
That's correct. We're going to be having our annual Monster March on Tuesday, October 31st. And it's from 4 to 6. And we are setting up tables and having our community members set up tables and business owners all along Main Street. And we're having the tables from Fort and Angus Street. So we've requested a street block off. So we have a barricade so that kids can go from one side.
So they don't get run over while
trick or treating. That's right. It's a safe space so that kids can, you know, go from one side of the street to the other. And we're going to have some animals from the St. Francis Animal Shelter.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be out in front of the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. And also We're going to have businesses with some creative ideas. Some of them are going to have some, you know, monsters that you have to put your hand in to get the candy. Mm. And it's a really fun event where I think the adults can dress up and be something out of their role.
Oftentimes, so, the adults do dress up for Monster March when they're walking with the kids. It is a great event, and it's very safe and quick way to do some trick-or-treating, because you walk up and down Main Street a couple of blocks and you've got a bag full, because there is tables lined up and down. We're usually out, I believe, in front of like City Hall, so hopefully if we're there this year, we'll see everybody out there again. Come in full costume. Are you going to be dressing up, Nikki?
I am. And so also something I wanted to share with the community is, if you want to participate and you want to come out and help with that, we're asking that any organization or any business outside of Main Street can join us. And I get a lot of phone calls like, how much should you bring for candy?
Quite a bit.
Yes.
And a lot of kids show up.
I keep saying we get about 200 or 300 kids.
Yeah.
And if you think that you should bring a certain amount, double that, because a lot of people do run out. And
yep.
One other thing I did want to share is, for the Petoween, as a sponsorship that we're doing with St. Francis, we're going to be offering a pet portrait opportunity at that Petoween.
Okay.
And so we're going to be collaborating and working with a volunteer at the St. Francis Animal Shelter, and we're going to be taking pictures of you and your pets. And if you would like a copy of that portrait, we have a little Canon Ivy. It's sort of like a old school Polaroid, and
okay.
We'll have a printout for that, so it'd be based off of donations.
I haven't seen a Polaroid camera in quite a while.
Yeah.
But those were sort of the digital cameras back in their day. I mean, where else could a picture come out immediately? Of course, it had that white border around it, which is kind of goofy. But so we've got that. Get your pictures taken when you're at Petoween. Also, check out the Monster March downtown Buffalo. And so if businesses want to participate, do they need to contact you ahead of time?
It is helpful. What we're doing is a sign-up sheet so that we know where people want to put their table.
Yeah.
And I think because it's such an event that people have done for long standing, that they kind of like to have their spot.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so we respect that, and we want to invite new people to join us, and we look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. It's, we're, like I said, we're kind of outside of, by that big bell, kind of outside of City Hall every year. Yeah, we see the same people on each side of us every year. Everybody knows where they go, and they like to be in the same spots. That's absolutely true. So come on down. That'll be on Halloween, Tuesday, October 31st, 4 to 6 p.m., downtown Buffalo. Again, businesses, if you want to participate, please contact the chamber, 684-5544. And for parents and kids, come on out. I'll tell you what. So I think over the last few years, they've started kids on either side of the street, because before it was always they would all be up by Gatchel. And there'd be 300 kids lined up there, and they'd walk through. Now that kid, I kind of think, I've noticed the last couple of years, they kind of broke that up, and they'll take about half of them down to the other end and start them on that side of the street, and it seems to have worked out a little bit better that way.
Sounds great, yeah.
Yeah. So everybody come on out for the Monster March on Halloween, which is on a Tuesday, and Petoween out at the Johnson County Fairgrounds Community Building on Saturday, October 28th, 11 a.m. Remember, if you want to be part of Petoween, get registered by October 20th. Talking with Nikki Smirsky with the Buffalo Chamber and Christina Gear with St. Francis Animal Shelter. Ladies, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Everybody keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.